First Chronicles, chapter 28. And David assembled all the leaders of Israel, the leaders of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by division, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet, and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war, and have shed blood. However, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever, for he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen Solomon my son to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is steadfast to keep my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now therefore in the sight of all Israel the congregation of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land, and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And you, Solomon my son, know you the God of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts, and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong, and do it. Then David gave to Solomon his son the plans of the vestibule, and of its houses, and of its treasuries, and of its upper chambers, and of its inner chambers, and of the place for the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Also for the divisions of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all articles of all manner of service, silver also for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles of every kind of service. Even the weight for the lampstands of gold, and for their lamps of gold, by weight for every lampstand, and for the lamps thereof, and for the lampstands of silver by weight, both for the lampstand, and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every lampstand. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the forks, and the basins, and the cups, and for the golden bowls he gave gold by weight for every bowl, and likewise silver by weight for every bowl of silver. And for the altar of incense refined gold by weight, and gold for the plan of the chariot of the cherubim, that spread out their wings, and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this plan. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with you, he will not fail you, nor forsake you, until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. And, behold, the divisions of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with you for all the service of the house of God, and they shall be with you for all manner of workmanship every willing skillful man, for any manner of service. Also the leaders and all the people will be wholly at your command.